Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. It's in the description. But before I get on with the memes, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now on with the memes. Number one, we have an attractive guy telling a woman that if she wants to get preggers, she should abstain from having sex. She says that sex is a human right. But if an unattractive man tells her it's the right, then she tells him it isn't everything, and he could have a meaningful life without it, basically telling him she's not interested in him. Remember, sex is always right for Chad, but it's not for Chud. Up next, would you get on this airplane with this mother-daughter duo flying it? Probably Jab too, of course. And don't forget, with these ladies, I see three cockpits, if you know what I mean. One guy in my comment section said he'd bang both and fly the plane himself. What I'm wondering is how long before we see a mother-daughter lonely fans pilot duo. I'm sure there's a demand for it. Number three, we have Puppy Girl complaining about how the US immigration system wouldn't let her into the country because she has a lonely fans account, and the US government labels women that are on that service as working girls, and they'll permanently deny their visas. Moving on, we have an honorary nominee for Simp of the Year. A man in China spent 21 hours on his hands and knees at exec's girlfriend's job, begging her to take him back. Also looks like the police had to check in on him and said that it's not necessary for him to keep on kneeling because the ex-girlfriend is not going to show up, but that he's embarrassing himself as locals gathered around to film his shame. Number five, we have a predatory YouTube mom of star Piper Raquel. She's been sued for encouraging 11-year-old teenagers to be active, if you know what I mean, on each other's schwing-schwangs, and brags about making kitty content. She even mailed her 15-year-old daughter's underwear to some creep that likes to sniff it. I wonder if it's Joe Biden. She's probably not going to have anything happen to her either. Up next is the case of David's Bridal going bust and bankrupt. Unless they find a buyer, all 11,000 wedding industry workers will find themselves unemployed. The only people that are crying are probably the divorce lawyers, and maybe even the marriage counselors, which will probably have to hire their own therapists because they're losing all that business. Moving on, we have a 23-year-old man that's complaining that his 20-year-old girlfriend is still active on Tinder. His friends told him that they saw her on there being all hypergamous and such, but now he wants to know how he should be approaching this and if he should just dump her. Everyone in the comment section says it's pretty much over. Number 8, we have a bunch of women complaining back when the Senate was voting to make women register for the draft. One of them says, my place is in the kitchen, not the Middle East. Another says that feminism ends here, and she's afraid. A third says she doesn't want equal rights anymore. All it would take to end women getting the vote is forcing anyone that wants to vote to register for the draft. Suddenly, female voters would disappear by half. Next up, we have Will Smith getting simpy with it. We presume that if Jada Pinkett gets home after leaving mad, and then comes home in a good mood, and then gets in the shower, that she was out there getting jiggy with somebody else. That look on his face is priceless, just like Visa. Moving on, we have a 31-year-old quote-unquote model shaming the haters for being jealous of her size 6 extra large bikinis. She says she's a fat hot babe, and loves herself for who she is. Lucky for her, she's got a lot to love, and because a lot of men won't be loving her. But at least we know one person does. I keep seeing more stories like this, so the mental health disorders are getting out of hand in the West. Number 11, we see the aftermath of Me Too as a woman is sharing a story from one of her female friends, that it's lonely working with only men in her team because they'll all keep a respectful distance so they don't come off as creeps, not realizing that it's isolating for her. But what about them? If they get close to her, she can cry false allegations. I guess a woman's loneliness is more important than a man's entire life. Number 12, information that was common in the late 80s or early 90s, that your gender is determined by your genitals, is now considered false information, according to the fact checkers. Gee, I wonder if they lean to the left or to the right. Also, speaking of messing with the minds of children, the Netherlands is set to legalize euthanasia for kids below 12. If they follow the alphabet people trend, then they'll probably allow kids to do it without their parents' permission either. Moving on, we have a guy that's being taken for a ride in the friend zone as he takes his female friend horseback riding. He also took her to dinner, Top Golf, bought her flowers and ice cream. Her post ends with the hashtag, still single though. Number 14 is a list of things that feminists believe that women do not have to do. Things like being thin, feminine, having sex with you, shaving or being fashionable. So basically women don't have to be like women and can be like men instead. A guy named Frank says that women have to be all those things if they want to sleep inside the house. Apparently feminists also don't actually have accountability either. Number 15 is the newly converted Muslim, Andrew Tate, seemingly eating pork during Ramadan. I think his conversion in Islam is just a game to make sure that if he was ever killed by the West, that there would be Muslims that would be pissed off and retaliate. I don't think he really practices what he preaches. And here's the evidence. Up next, we have an old meme, but a good meme. Jake was drunk and he hooked up with Josie, and yet Jake is the only one that was accountable for getting drunk and sleeping with her in the first place. The poster says that a woman who's intoxicated cannot give legal consent. But what about a man that's intoxicated? He can. Doesn't the same apply to him, though? Apparently not. Also, did they just assume Jake's gender? I think they did. Number 17, in an update in the Akram Hakimi story, he's now set to get half of his wife's net worth, after she was the one that filed for divorce. It's around 1.5 of her 3 million euro fortune. Meanwhile, she wanted 50 million euros, but so sad too bad, as it was all in his mother's name. Maybe they can mud wrestle for it instead. Moving on, we have a woman named Carmen that told her date that she had a nice time, but that they didn't really click, and that she's sorry. He answered back by saying the word bet, B-E-T, and it doesn't mean anything. I think he just sent it as a supposed splinter in her mind to drive her mad. So she went off on him after that, calling him an a-hole. She's not pissed off because he didn't say he also had a nice time, or that it's too bad she wasn't interested. She's pissed off because he's making the hamster wheel in her head run overdrive. Number 19 is my favorite for the week. We have post-ball 59-year-old Bridget Fonda. She's been hiding from the public for many years, and it looks like the wall gets them all. She still looks somewhat thin in this picture, but in this second one it shows you just how bad things have gotten. If she dyed her hair and lost the weight, she wouldn't look terrible for her age. I wonder why she let herself go so much. Moving on is Chris Evans saying that he's been ghosted in the past too. Here's yet another article from CNN making content that looks like it belongs to the manosphere. Of course, he's just saying that to make all the incels out there feel better after being dumped. But 5 or 10 years ago, most people wouldn't have even known what being ghosted was, let alone basically make a television show about it. Number 21 gives us a new perspective on Rose, the character from Titanic. It says that on her deathbed, she's not thinking about her kids or her husband of 70 years, but some homeless dude that she banged for 2 days on a boat trip. Millions of women consider this a great love story, but we all know that she's just an alpha widow. Plus, the jewels she threw overboard could have been used to enrich her children's lives. In real life, Kate Winslet has 3 children by 3 different fathers. Let that sink in, just like the ship. Up next is a device called Baby Mute, which is a soundproof, breathable device to silence your baby's cries during flights and movie nights. Notice how they don't say night while they're sleeping, and are avoiding a lawsuit by making sure they don't say you can leave your baby unattended. Babies cry for attention and when there's something wrong, so this defeats the purpose. But it makes me wonder if they have a product called Lady Mute that does the same for fully grown women. Now that'd be nice. Number 23, we have another woman named Aubrey O'Day that hit the wall after pulling the fat grenade. This is an ad for staying away from the dollar menu at Taco Smell. She kind of gives off the same energy as this character from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, I believe. Number 24, we have a couple getting robbed, and the robber finds a robber, and he starts laughing at the simp, and so does the woman he went out on a date with. Then the robber and the girl run off together. When they were laughing, though, Moby should have basically grabbed the pew-pew and popped one in his poop chute. Then he could have got the girl because he would have been exuding Walter White energy. Moving on, we have a woman asking a man's height, and then he asks her weight back. She says, what does that matter? He responds by asking why his height matters and then puts hashtag double standards at the bottom. She probably won't answer back because she's fat. This week's last one is a post-wall Gina Davis. What a difference the wall in 35 years makes. She didn't just hit the wall, she slammed into a canyon at full speed in a Thunderbird. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, check out MGTOW TV for content you can't get anywhere else. Link is below. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.